Hi, this is Education for Terence Norris, D E R E N C E N O R R I S, date of birth 1/27/1983, date of service is 7/16/2024, and date of accident is 10/6/2023, where the patient was traveling as a rear passenger and was a T-bone front of another car as the driver was intoxicated. The impact had caused severe injuries to the gentleman, along with headache, TBI, close fracture of occipital condyle, laceration of the right upper eyelid, subdural subarachnoid hematomas, maxillary sinus fracture, comminuted nasal fracture, and right eye damage, for which he has had multiple surgeries at the Prestige Eye Hospital. He is initially admitted to Sinai Grace Hospital ICU from 10/7 to 10/10/2023. He has required a lot of pain management and a lot of other issues. So at this time, patient report that he can, his nose fracture has healed up well, and he can breathe well from both sides. He is seeing an ENT surgeon. He also reported that he has been seeing neurosurgery at Michigan Head and Spine, a neurologist, Dr. Nazari, psychiatrist in Insight, neuropsych with Tritone. He's also undergoing physical therapy with Right Way and chiropractic with Dr. Ware. And he has seen Dr. Semen, S-E-M-E-N, at facio-maxillary. The patient is quite stable, has recovered quite significantly from all these traumas. Currently, we are working on his spine injuries. He reports his pain to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the lower back, and in both the knees, pain is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. His headaches have lessened to 4. On a scale of 1 to 10, and they are light, and they are treated easily with the pain medication. His MRIs have been again reviewed with him, and he was informed that he does have a TBI at basal, frontal lobe, parietal lobe, occipital lobe, and temporal lobe. He has a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, and L4, 5, and L5S1, along with retrolisthesis at L5S1, and significant facet hypertrophy, marrow changes, and disc space narrowing in variation. However, some bilateral foraminal stenosis. In the cervical spine, only C5-6, there is a 2 mm disc bulge, uncomfortable joint hypertrophy. And patient has been advised that injection treatment for with steroid may help his lower back and neck pain. His neck pain is also not reported very much, like 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Regarding the knee pain, the patient reports that he has had been having pain and they have not got better. And so patient has been informed that he may benefit a trial of some injections treatment for the knee. So far, so good. And patient will make a decision. He has not been coming for injection treatment. Discuss with the patient, including surgical referral, to see a neurosurgeon or spine surgeon consultation, as well as to see an orthopedic surgeon, and possibly a spinal cord stimulation device for the spine pain. Patient is provided with all the medications that are as follows. Mobic was provided, 7.5 milligram once a day. Protonix is provided, 50 milligram or 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Wellbutrin, 150 milligram is provided ER for depression, anxiety. Lyrica is provided, 60 tablets, 50 milligrams for pain management. He didn't want any headache medicine. The headaches are not significant. is also using photobiomodulation device, etc. He's doing physical therapy, which has been ordered 2 times per week. Focus on the neck, lower back, and the knee. Along with traction massage. He has been disabled for work, housework, attended care for 4 hours, 7 days was provided. Transportation has been ordered, case management has done. Regarding the pain control, I have provided him Norco 10 over 325 once a day for 15 days, 15 tablets. His naps have been reviewed and they look in compliance. Thank you.